USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska calls Russia's ongoing invasion of her country an unprovoked, invasive terrorist war. Republicans are pushing back against a proposed assault weapons ban. Congressman Chip Roy of Texas saying it would make us less safe.
Defend ourselves with a wide open border, with cartels that are well-armed and empowered along our border.
Roy also shares a bunch of incidents where a good guy stopped a bad guy with a gun.
15-year-old with an AR-15 defended himself and his 12-year-old sister from two home invaders in Houston, Texas. A Texan with an AR-15 took down three drive-by shooters.
The heat is on for much of the nation. The National Weather Service issuing heat advisories or alerts for over 100 million Americans. Most of the alerts are for the southern Great Plains and lower Mississippi Valley. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Democrats and Republicans are continuing to work on a bipartisan bill to help with the computer chip shortage in the country. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton joined Special Report with Brett Baer to weigh in on the chip shortage bill that aims to make the United States a leader in chip manufacturing.
Competing against China should be a bipartisan priority, and it largely has been.
I mean, the Senate passed a $250 billion version of this bill. I don't know why we're down to just a $50 billion bill. I mean, obviously McConnell has said he's opposed to it, but the $50 billion is a step in the right direction.
Twitter's lawsuit against Elon Musk will go to court in October. A Delaware court on Tuesday ruled in favor of Twitter's request to quicken up the lawsuit against the billionaire after he withdrew his offer to buy the company earlier this month. In April, the Tesla CEO offered to buy Twitter for $44 billion. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A candidate former President Donald Trump supported is moving on to the general election in Maryland. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Maryland delegate Dan Cox, who secured President Trump's endorsement, defeated Trump critic Governor Larry Hogan's choice as his successor, Kelly Schultz, in Maryland's GOP primary. Final tally was 56% to 40%.
The CDC says it'll stop reporting cruise ship coronavirus cases.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has got rid of a program that allowed the public to view COVID-19 levels on cruise ships that sail in the U.S. waters. The CDC announced it had determined, quote, the cruise industry has access to the necessary tools to prevent and mitigate COVID-19 on board, end quote. The move comes as BA5 Omicron variant spreads across the United States. The variant is now estimated to make up more than 78% of new cases, according to the CDC. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
No one matched all six numbers in the Mega Millions drawing held Tuesday night. That means Friday night's jackpot will be worth at least $630 million, with a cash option of about $360 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.